This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 12, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The STS-123 crew on board the Space Shuttle Endeavour has been busy preparing for this evening's scheduled rendezvous with the International Space Station. The first module of the Japanese-built Kibo Laboratory Complex is packed inside Endeavour's cargo bay, along with a Canadian-built robotic system which will enhance the capabilities of the International Space Station's robotic arm. It'll take the STS-123 crew more than 2 weeks in space and 5 spacewalks to accomplish its goals. At the FAA's annual forecast conference, U.S. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters said Monday, airlines serving Newark Liberty Airport have agreed to temporarily cap and spread flights for 2 years, at a level that will allow 30 more flights per day than last summer. The cap will apply to both domestic and international flights. It will allow an average of 83 flights per hour during peak periods and will go into effect in early May. A similar cap of 83 operations per hour goes into effect Saturday at New York's JFK International. Peters said DOT also plans to auction slots at Newark as capacity grows, an approach DOT says encourages competition, allows new entrants, and responds to customer demand. Peters also announced Daytona Beach, Florida will begin serving as a testbed for the next-gen air traffic control system this summer, and a new descent technique will be tested in Miami to save fuel and reduce noise and emissions. At Monday's first scheduled hearing in the bankruptcy case of Silver State Helicopters, almost 200 former students showed up to ask company president, secretary, treasurer, and director Jerry Arola some hard questions. Among them, what happened to the upfront payments of as much as $70,000 each paid into the company by the more than 2,000 students enrolled in the program? More specifically, what happened to the millions withdrawn from those accounts less than 48 hours before the company closed down? Those students will have to wait for their answers. KLAS-TV News reports Arola was a no-show for the hearing in Las Vegas. A lawyer who admits he's out to force the decertification of the Cessna 208B Grand Caravan for flight into known icing claims that both Cessna and de-icing system manufacturer Goodyear know the plane performs poorly in icing. Dean Brett made the claim to the Seattle Post-Intelligencer on Monday. He's representing the families of 9 skydivers who died, along with a pilot, when a caravan bringing them home to Shelton, Washington from a weekend meet in Idaho crashed near White Pass in instrument conditions. No IFR flight plan had been filed. In 2006, the National Transportation Safety Board issued an urgent recommendation to the FAA to prohibit operation of caravans in conditions more severe than light icing, and that pilots maintain at least 120 knots airspeed when encountering icing conditions of any kind. Dennis Craig, who lost his son Casey in the White Pass crash, alleges Cessna, quote, faked the data to get the plane certified to fly in icing conditions, unquote, and claims data uncovered during the discovery process in pretrial proceedings backs that up. Cessna has declined comment on the pending litigation, but has previously told the paper that issues with the caravan's performance in icing are a matter of pilot education, not a fault with the plane. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Lots of career fields are facing hard times, but pilot hires are up. Northrop Grumman counters unfavorable press reports on the KC-45A. And the Army is tired of waiting for Bell to deliver the armed reconnaissance helicopter. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today we'll hear an update on the SRS. That's the new light sport aircraft offered by Cirrus Design. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.